Hey, how about it, race fans? Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here in the Golden Isle Speedway pit area with Tim McCready, two-time defending Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series champion, Tim McCready. Tim, the thing I wanted to know is, you know, you've raced a long time, and arguably you're as good now, if not better, than you ever have been. What is it that keeps a veteran driver like yourself from falling into the trap of, hey, that setup worked here 3 years ago, so it'll probably work again? Because with the technology on these cars, it's never ending, right?
I think you got to keep an open mind. Unfortunately, as the years go on and new things evolve in the sport or whatever you're running for a car, that feel that maybe you became accustomed to might go away. And it's just, you know, I've always lived off the stopwatch. So the feels, I always want the feel that I like, but the stopwatch will tell you if you're fast or not. And so unfortunately, sometimes you got to, if it's fast and don't feel right, try to get used to it and slowly maybe tune on it down the road to make it feel a little better. But you know, if you go basing your stuff off of how fast the car is, it's usually for a guy like me how you change your feel, I guess, you know. But you got to keep an open mind because unfortunately it's always ever evolving. Nothing stays the same.
I was talking to Earl Pearson Jr. yesterday, kind of along the same line, and he's talking about how nowadays, you just got to, as soon as you hit the track, it's got to be hammered down, you know, pretty much all the time. How does that change the way you, say, set up a car, knowing that there's no laying back now? It's just all you got.
I would imagine years ago. I mean, you got to remember, I've been here almost 20 years now, but I came in here in the early 2000s where it was probably changing from whatever it was before, so I didn't know. Obviously, spring in front and some stuff like that they used to do. So I didn't know enough about. We didn't run a ton of 100 lappers, so we didn't really have to worry about conservation. So I've been running hard since I got in these things. Like, I don't very rarely ever take a lap off. So I don't know if that's why I've been able to be successful later in my career or not. But we always set the car up. I mean, you can do many things if you want to test a little. You can maybe work on some longer runs, but it's just not easy to always pass, and sometimes the restart is usually where you make your hay, and so you just try to get your stuff as balanced as possible. I mean, it's nothing's set in stone on what you can do and what you can't do, you know what I mean?
And, you know, last thing here, but nowadays Longhorn seems to really be on top of the game, and you're kind of at the tip of the spear on that. What is it that's going on that's got that brand running so well?
I don't know. I mean, it helps to have obviously really good drivers no matter what you do, and really good race teams that can practice a good bit and give you some feedback. I think they've done a good job with consistency. You start building cars, obviously, as the world, the same thing changes, and you start bringing some more automated stuff into your program to maybe get the consistency on the chassis down a little bit better, and they come off the jig feeling exactly the same. That's a good thing, I don't know if it's the way the rules have gone or tire rules or what over the last few years where maybe our cars have started to maybe shine a little bit or what, but I mean, I've been in one so long, I don't really know. I never have driven, drove Warriors back in the day and a little bit of Victory Circles and the older Rockets. I've never driven an XR1 or the newer Masterbuilts or anything like that, so I really don't have an opinion on what you would do to those other cars to get to where I feel in this, so it's kind of like, you know, and it's always hard work. I mean, there's, when you get down, there's only one way out of it. It's, you know, you work harder. Work harder. That's all you can do.
All right. He's looking for his third consecutive Lucas Oil Late Model Dirt Series champion. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.